الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Al Hamd be to Allah, the Lord of all that exists. The meaning of Al Hamd is the next section. Abu Ja'far bin Jarir said, the meaning of Alhamdulillah, all praise and thanks be to Allah, is all thanks are due purely to Allah alone, not any of the objects that are being worshipped instead of Him, nor any of His creation. These thanks are due to Allah's innumerable favors and bounties that only He knows the amount of. Allah's bounties include creating the tools that help the creation worship Him, the physical bodies with which they are able to implement His commands, the sustenance that He provides them in this life, and the comfortable life He has granted them, without anything or anyone compelling Him to do so. Allah also warned His creation and alerted them about the means and methods with which they can earn eternal dwelling in the residence of everlasting happiness. All thanks and praise are due to Allah for these favors from beginning to end. Further, Ibn Jarir commented on the ayah, Alhamdulillah, that it means a praise that Allah praised Himself with, indicating to His servants that they too should praise Him, as if Allah had said, say, all thanks and praise is due to Allah. It was said that the statement, all praise and thanks be to Allah, entails praising Allah by mentioning His most beautiful names and most honorable attributes. When one proclaims, all thanks are due to Allah, he will be thanking Him for His favors and bounties. The next topic is the difference between praise and thanks. Hamd is more general in that it is a statement of praise for one's characteristics or for what he has done. Thanks are given for what was done, not merely for characteristics. The next topic is the statements of the Salaf about Al-Hamd. Hafs mentioned that Umar said to Ali, we know La ilaha illallah, Subhanallah, and Allahu Akbar. What about Alhamdulillah? Ali said, a statement that Allah liked for Himself was pleased with for Himself, and He likes that it be repeated. Also, Ibn Abbas said, Alhamdulillah is the statement of appreciation. When the servant says Alhamdulillah, Allah says, my servant has praised me. Ibn Abi Hatim recorded this hadith. The next topic is the virtues of Al-Hamd. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal recorded that Al-Aswad bin Sarir said, I said, O Messenger of Allah, should I recite to you words of praise for my Lord, the Exalted, that I have collected? He said, verily, your Lord likes Al-Hamd. An-Nasai also recorded this hadith. Furthermore, Abu Isa al-Tirmidhi an-Nasai and Ibn Majah recorded that Musa bin Ibrahim bin Kathir related that Talha bin Khirash said that Jabir bin Abdullah said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best dhikr, that is remembering Allah, is La ilaha illallah, and the best supplication is Alhamdulillah. At-Tirmidhi said that this hadith is Hasan Gharib. Also, Ibn Majah recorded that Anas bin Malik said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no servant is blessed by Allah and says, Alhamdulillah, except that what he was given is better than that which he has himself acquired. Further, in this Sunan, Ibn Majah recorded that Ibn Umar said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a servant of Allah once said, O Allah, yours is the hamd that is suitable for the grace of your face and the greatness of your supreme authority. The two angels were confused as to how to write these words. They ascended to Allah and said, O our Lord, a servant has just uttered a statement and we are unsure how to record it for him. Allah said, while having more knowledge in what his servant has said, what did my servant say? They said, he said, O Allah, yours is the hamd that is suitable for the grace of your face and the greatness of your supreme authority. Allah said to them, write it as my servant has said it, until he meets me, and then I shall reward him for it. The next topic is Al before Hamd, encompasses all types of thanks and appreciation for Allah. The letters Alif and Lam before the word Hamd serve to encompass all types of thanks and appreciation for Allah, the Exalted. The hadith stated, O Allah, all of Alhamd is due to you. You own all the ownership. All types of good are in your hand, and all affairs belong to you. The next topic is the meaning of Ar-Rab, the Lord. Ar-Rab is the owner who has full authority over his property. Ar-Rab linguistically means the master or the one who has the authority to lead. All of these meanings are correct for Allah. When it is alone, the word Rab is used only for Allah. As for other than Allah, it can be used to say Rab Adhar, the master of such and such object. Further, it was reported that Ar-Rab is Allah's greatest name. The next topic is the meaning of Al-Alameen. Al-Alameen is plural for Alam, which encompasses everything in existence except Allah. The word Alam is itself a plural word. Having no singular form, the Alameen are different creations that exist in the heavens and the earth, on land and at the sea. Every generation of creation is called an Alam. Al-Fara and Abu Ubaid said, Alam includes all that has a mind, the jinns, the mankind, the angels, and the devils, but not the animals. Also, Zaid bin Aslam and Abu Muhaisin said, Alam includes all that Allah has created with a soul. Further, Qatada said about the Lord of Al-Alameen. Every type of creation is an Alam. Az-Zajjaj also said, Alam encompasses everything that Allah created in this life and in the hereafter. Al-Qurtubi commented, this is the correct meaning, that the Alam encompasses everything that Allah created in both worlds. Similarly, Allah said, Fir'aun, that is Pharaoh, said, and what is the Lord of the Alameen? Musa said, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, and all that is between them, if you seek to be convinced with certainty. Chapter 26, verses 23-24, Al-Quran. The next topic is, why is the creation called Alam? Alam is derived from Alama. That is because it is a sign testifying to the existence of its creator and to his oneness.